This is VOA News. I'm Tommy Meek. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that President Trump ordered the Pentagon to carry out the airstrike that killed a leading Iranian military commander who had traveled to Iraq.
Officials say a top Revolutionary Guard commander was among the seven people killed in an airstrike at Iraq's main airport in Baghdad. The Pentagon issued a statement saying that he was actively developing plans to attack American diplomats and service members in the Middle East. Also killed was the deputy commander of an Iranian-backed militia group that's operating in Iraq.
And military analyst Daniel Davis, a retired Army lieutenant colonel, says that he'd advocate for getting U.S. troops out of Syria and Iraq as soon as possible.
Members of the Hashd al-Shaabi had already threatened to attack U.S. military personnel and U.S. personnel in the region, both Syria and Iraq, in retaliation for our 29 December strikes. I can only imagine how that's going to go up substantially at this point. And the last thing we need is to have more troops killed and to potentially draw us into a war with Iran.
And the attack came amid tensions with the United States after a New Year's Eve attack by Iran-backed militias on the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. The two-day embassy attack, which ended Wednesday, prompted President Trump to order about 750 U.S. soldiers deployed to the Middle East. Taiwan grounded its fleet of Black Hawk helicopters after a crash killed the island's top military officer and other prominent figures. The official Central News Agency said Friday all 52 of the UH-60M aircraft belonging to the Air Force and Army and National Airborne Service Corps have ceased flight operations while they are inspected for any problems with their structural software, radar, and other systems. This is VOA.